is Helga. Hurricane Dorian has left the Bahamas with one of the greatest national crises in the country's history. That's according to Prime Minister Hubert Minnis. Minnis said Wednesday at least 20 people are dead on Abaco Island, with Thursday likely to bring more grim news and a higher death toll. Marvin Dames is the National Security Minister.
The devastation is unimaginable. So many people now are homeless as a result of it.
The storm stalled over Grand Bahama and Abaco Islands for nearly 2 days, with flooding rains and storm surge, as well as winds of up to 195 kilometers per hour. Hong Kong leader Carrie Lam said Thursday China understands, respects, and supports her government's move to formally withdraw an extradition bill. She considers the move part of measures to help the city move forward from months of unrest. In a news conference, Lam was questioned on why it took her so long to withdraw the bill that would have allowed extraditions to mainland China despite increasingly violent protests.
It is not exactly correct to describe this as a change of mind. You will remember on the 15th of June, and that is only within a few days, I announced the suspension of the bill. And of course, I also say that the legislative work on this bill will come to an end.
Lam withdrew the bill on Wednesday. Ambulances arrive at a blast site where the Taliban says it carried out a suicide car bombing Thursday in Afghanistan's capital. At least 10 people are now dead. NATO-led military alliance says an American and a Romanian soldier were killed in action in the same attack. This is VOA News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson of the UK faces a major setback after a bill to stop a no-deal Brexit, already passed in the House of Commons, is expected to get past the House of Lords on Friday. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The rebels have so far managed to block Johnson's plan to leave the EU next month without a divorce deal. It was the embattled leader's third parliamentary defeat in 2 days, an evidence that scarcely 6 weeks after taking office with a vow to break Britain's Brexit deadlock, which had ensnared and eventually brought down his predecessor, Theresa May, Johnson's plans for a clean break with the bloc are in crisis, with events seemingly spiralling out of control. He leads a government with no majority in Parliament and may not be able to secure an election soon that could change that fact. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Indian-administered Kashmir officials say they have fully restored landline telephone services in the region. This after residents were cut off from all communication when authorities imposed a sweeping military curfew a month ago. According to those officials, mobile phone services and internet access were still down. The AP spoke with multiple Srinagar residents who say while it helps landlines are back up, cell phones being down is still difficult.
It will definitely bring a sigh of relief for them. And then if we talk about a cellular phone system and internet, it's still blocked here, and due to which the people are also, you know, disconnected, and mobile phone service is much popular and people mostly rely on these kinds of communications.
New Delhi moved to strip the Indian-administered portion of Kashmir of its limited autonomy in early August. Authorities imposed a military curfew that's still in place. President Vladimir Putin says Russia will produce missiles banned until last month when a treaty forbidding them ended. But Putin says the country would only deploy them if the United States did. After accusing Russia of violating the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty for years, the U.S. officially withdrew on August 2nd from the pact banning ground-launched cruise and ballistic missiles with a range between 500 and 5,500 kilometers. A senior U.S. diplomatic official reportedly said Thursday the U.S. is negotiating with the Iran-aligned Houthi rebels in an effort to end the Yemeni civil war. Pope Francis made his first papal visit to Mozambique on Thursday. Hope, peace, and reconciliation were the three main pillars of his message as thousands of young Catholics packed a Maputo stadium to hear him speak. The Pope also praised Mozambique's president and opposition leader for their courage in signing a landmark new peace accord. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.
Music. Today, the voice of America, VOA 81.